Good day, listeners. I hope that you're all doing well today, and thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. On today's episode, I chat with Town of Sutton Municipal Councilor Linda Graham, who is also responsible for family and senior issues in Sutton, all about the municipality's recent recognition as a child-friendly municipality. With this recognition, the Town of Sutton has joined a global network of child-friendly cities, or towns, and the municipality was awarded this international recognition by Espouse Muni in collaboration with UNICEF Canada. Now that the Town of Sutton has received this recognition, Linda chats with CIDI about the next course of action for the municipality and how they will go about ensuring that it develops projects, initiatives, and plans that meet the needs of children. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. Linda, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI today about the municipality's recent recognition that it received as a child-friendly municipality. I really appreciate your time.
Well, I'm just delighted to have the opportunity to talk with you, Taylor, because we're super excited about this.
Yeah, so for those who aren't aware and our listeners, we're here today because the Town of Sutton has joined a global network of child-friendly cities, and the municipality was awarded this international recognition by Espouse Muni in collaboration with UNICEF Canada. So as the counselor who is responsible for family and senior issues here in Sutton, this must have been great news to your ears when you found this out.
Yes, it was. I think it's worth saying that we received this recognition following the submission of we had to present a file. Yes, in order to get this recognition, which is 65 pages long. So obviously it was done primarily by our administration, Elizabeth Date, who is the director in charge of community life, leisure and culture, in conjunction with her principal assistant in these matters, Charlotte Schack. And I certainly contributed as much as I did. So it was a lot of work. So yes, we were really thrilled to actually then be awarded this recognition.
And for those that might not be aware as to what this recognition is exactly, I was wondering if you could highlight what it means to be recognized as a child-friendly municipality. What is a child-friendly city exactly?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Taylor, this was originally an initiative of UNICEF, which of course is the United Nations Children's Fund. And what they were really looking to do was to try and incentivize, if you like, cities to become much more child-friendly. And what that means at heart is that to be recognized in this way, it's an indication that you're really concerned with children, that you make sure that when you're planning whatever it may be, whether it's infrastructure, parks, any actions that you may be taking, that you recognize the importance of children as important as any of your other citizens. And I should just mention that as far as this award is concerned, children are basically considered anybody under the age of 18. And of course, the important point about that is that these are people who can't vote. And certainly here in Sutton, we consider it super important that even though somebody cannot vote because they're under the age of 18, they have the right to a voice just like any other citizen.
Okay, so it's really just ensuring that children have their place here in the municipality and that their voices are heard as well and taken into consideration.
Exactly. So it's taken into consideration, but also then on a sort of more concrete level, it means that then the actions that we take also respond to their needs. So I could give you a couple of examples if you like.
Yes, for sure. Go ahead.
So as part of our submission for this recognition, we had to talk about things we've already done.
Yes.
So some of the examples that we gave was that I think you've already covered at Citi our recent participatory budget.
Yes.
And we made a really conscious decision to say children aged from 10 and above had the right to propose projects and also vote for projects. So that was something that we had already done, and I think is a great example.
Yeah, it gives children the chance to be involved in municipal affairs.
Exactly, and why shouldn't a child have a point of view? And trust me, they had very strong points of view about the projects they liked. And also we were thrilled that we actually had one of our younger citizens, age 12, who proposed a project, and that went up for the vote. I think you've also covered our recent cultural mediation project with the Maison des Jeunes for the fantastic mural that they created, which is a collaboration between the young people who go to the Maison des Jeunes, the administration here at the town of Sutton, as well as a professional artist. And the subject of the mural, the execution, was again done very much by the young people themselves. So another example, I think, of things that we have already done. Last summer, we upgraded some of the equipment in the park. One super example is what's called a bi-generational swing. And what that means is that a parent with a small child or a grandparent with a small child, they can use the swing at the same time. And they're face-to-face with each other. And having seen some of our families use these swings, you can tell that I'm not sure who gets more pleasure, the small child or the adult.
Well, Linda, that was actually my next question, was to highlight some examples that you've already implemented. So thank you for that. And from my understanding, now that you've received this recognition, there are further actions to come as well that will fall under the 2023-2027 action plan of the Family and Seniors Policy recently adopted by the municipality. So what other projects can Sutton children and families expect to see in their town in the future?
As you say, as part of our submission, you have to basically engage the municipality and specific concrete things. And we decided to be pretty ambitious, to be honest. So in no particular order, because they're all terrific. One is we are about to undertake a major reorganization and reconstruction of the northern half of Weston Street. And that street is particularly important because it essentially is the main access point to our principal municipal park, the park Goyatil. And what we want to do is we want to ensure children's safety, and we also want to ensure that we encourage children to use as much as possible active ways of getting there. So rather than just going in their parents' cars, that they can walk, that they can bike. And so all of those elements were taken into place. So we're, as part of the plan for the whole, it really is a major redo of this road. There'll be physical things put in place in order to really trying to physically reduce the speed limit so that people really are obliged to respect the 30 kilometer an hour speed limit. The sidewalk, which, to be perfectly honest, you can hardly even call a sidewalk at the moment. It's in such poor condition. So the sidewalk will be enlarged so that people both either with reduced mobility can use it, and also a mother or a father who are pushing their baby carriage, for example, yes, it's suitable for them. So that's the first of the three. The second is the completion of our basketball court. You might remember that 2 years ago, the town worked really, really hard and gained the title of the most active municipality in Quebec, yes, another thing we're super proud of. That gave us a grant, and we basically added to that grant to build a basketball court, which again is going into the Goyatil Municipal Park. And that was in particular to provide more activities for our adolescent age group, more the sort of 10 to 18 year olds. And not only is the court being installed, but our community service has worked hard to basically put in benches, seating areas, which we think are going to be more appealing to that kind of age group. And that'll be being opened in the spring. And then the third engagement, and then with a somewhat greater emphasis on the younger age group, we have a small municipal park, which, to be honest, is in need of a bit of love and attention. It's in one of our residential areas. It's called the Parc Gagnier. In fact, an upgrade to the Parc Gagnier was, I think, our third most popular project in the participatory budget, okay, as it happens. We had a lot of parents really rallying behind that project, so we hope that they're going to be happy to hear the upgrade of this particular park is our third engagement to be achieved in the next 3 years. And as I mentioned, it's in a residential area, but also what is very important about its location is that it's a five-minute walk from our CPE, so the Centre de Petits Enfants, so for very young children. And it's also within a five-minute walk for the co-op for Habitation Abordable Sutton. Yes. This is the housing project that will be opening early next year, which is constructed particularly to provide really great quality accommodation, rental accommodations for families who may have a lower level of income or a moderate level income, but with children. So it's a very, very timely thing to basically upgrade this park. with various types of activities, sort of geared a bit more towards younger children, and also geared towards really another opportunity for families to get together.
I know it kind of sounds obvious, but why was it so important for the municipality to keep children top of mind when implementing services, programs, etc.? Why was the municipality striving to ensure that it was meeting the needs of its children here in Sutton?
That's a really good question, Taylor. And I think in part it comes back to, it is very easy as a municipality to be primarily concerned with your taxpayers, and clearly your taxpayers are important. But everybody who lives in Sutton should be considered as as an important and fully functioning member, citizen of our community. When we did the new families and seniors policy, a big aspect of that is recognizing that when it comes to seniors, for example, you have to make sure that when you're considering projects that they may have particular needs, as might do families. And really this particular recognition as a child-friendly city, for me, if you like, is the last crucial piece of the jigsaw, which essentially is saying to the administration, as well as to the council and as well as to all of our citizens, is that whenever we're thinking of anything that is going to touch our community, that we need to really make sure that we look at what it is that we're going to provide, not just simply through the lens of looking at the general population, but also of the specific needs of seniors and also the specific needs of children, which may need a particular angle.
I actually spoke with another Sutton resident, and yes, she was mentioning how children are actually great teachers, and we should begin to learn from them and involve them more in our community. So it kind of plays in.
Could I give you an example of that?
Of course.
I think it was, this was an example of something that we had done that we included on our submission. If I remember correctly, last year, one of the youngest classes at Ecole Sutton School entered a competition called Ose Entreprendre. And their project was basically to improve the safety of children who wanted to go to school on bike. And that was what the project was called, À l'école à vélo. And they came and made a presentation to the whole council. They said, these are the things that we're going to do. And town, we need you to do things. So we've created these fantastic posters to basically make citizens more aware that children are going to be bicycling on these roads, and so to take care. So municipality, what we need you to do is to put these posters up on lampposts, for example. We also want to do some drawings on some paintings on the road outside the school. And these were the most fantastic ideas coming from children aged, I think, sort of like age 6 and 7. And I think the council were just, certainly me who doesn't have any kids, I was just so impressed by the quality of their work, their insight, their initiatives. And so the town took its part, it fully supported it. And again, another example of where Sutton did so well, because this particular class at the Sutton School won the prize for the entire province of Quebec for its age group. Yeah, wow indeed.
Well, those are really all the questions that I had for you, Linda, but please feel free to bring up anything that I may not have mentioned in my questions that maybe people should keep an eye out for, or that they should be informed of when it comes to this recognition or anything to do with children here in Sutton.
One just final thing I'd like to mention is the fact that we made this announcement on the 20th of November, which is World Children's Day. And the importance of this day is that it really provides an opportunity to reflect on the rights of children. And children, and that's part of the work of UNICEF, children have their own charter of rights, which includes things like the right to be in a loving home, the right to have a decent food and accommodation. And so really touches a panoply of much broader subjects, where again, the town, and I think every citizen, really has its role.
Well, thank you so much again, Linda, for chatting with us about this. I really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure, as you can. I really appreciate it as well. Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.